step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
She thinks I still care. Just because I ask a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I rang her number by mistake today.
Possum.
She thinks
George
I
Jones.
Still
yep, got
care.
It. That's in there. I know that voice. I know that voice. My hair down my life. Oh, why the possum came to me first. I said, oh, heck. Okay. George Jones. That's who it was. So, yeah. We'll see what's going on here in a bit. But we have a great show for you folks. Got a great show lined up here in a little bit. We're going to visit with Kimry. Then we're going to talk to Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. Then Don Gordon, see what's happening with the tournaments around. Then we're going to visit with Billy Koshin down at Rockport, see what's happening along the bays. Then Chris Maddox. Chris Maddox is he's the hog guy. He's down in Seguin. We'll visit with him. And then we'll visit with Sean. And then we'll have an open one. But Kimry's on now.
Hi, Ken.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Oh, so lovely. I just watched the sunrise over the mountains in Crested Butte, Colorado. And
I know.
We have had such a sensational week. I mean,
you're looking at, and you had snow. Did y'all? I know you got to ski powder.
We did. Tuesday was a big storm, and it snowed all day. The only downside to that is it's very difficult to see. And so, as you know, I'm here with my blind and visually impaired student for our annual ski trip. And, you know, blind and visually impaired individuals have a range of vision. It's all a spectrum. Some see little light, some see a lot of light, some, you know, have a vision where it looks like you're looking into a clouded mirror, and some have no vision at all. And regardless of where you are on the spectrum, and regardless if you have full sight, 20/20 vision, it's a tough day to ski because you're skiing in flat light. That's what we call it, where it's just difficult to distinguish between the mountain and the sky.
Yep.
And I know you know this as
yes.
Spend so much time fishing on the lake and being in the ocean. That color match is just the same, and it's very discombobulating.
I hated,
but they had a great time. My goodness, great time. So
I hated fish or skiing in powder. Period. You had to ski on your heels. You had to keep the tips up, and I couldn't see my damn skis.
It is. It's a totally different experience when you're skiing powder versus hard packed or corduroy.
Yep. Yep.
You know, recently groomed snow. And I'd say, Ken, I couldn't be more proud of these students. I mean, imagine going downhill without sight.
No, I know. You know, you have a guy in front of you that you're skiing. He's got the reins, you put all of your trust into him, your instructor. And that's... Wow, that's all I can say for them. They have some trust built. That's all.
That
I,
and watch out for that tree.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out for that tree. What tree? That one.
Eric,
boom.
That's why That's why we're here, Eric, because we're avoiding the trees. And I tell you, we have equal instructors, women and men, who are just seasoned experts, both in skiing and snowboarding. And they're from all over the world. We've got instructors from Chile and Australia and actually from Iowa, if you can believe it,
wow,
who found a calling to come be a ski and snowboarding instructor in Crested Butte, Colorado. And there's a different, there's different methodologies on how we're skiing with the students.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't have reins. They're not attached to the ski instructor. They simply
really?
Have earpieces in. Yeah, they've got earpieces in, and they're skiing independently. So we've got a ski instructor in front and a ski instructor in the back, and we're wearing orange vests that say blind skier or ski guide. So the general public knows who we are. And we communicate to the students who are following us behind, okay, we're going to go left. There's a little bit of a bump here. Here's a mogul. The grade's going to get a little bit steeper. Nice wide turn going to the left and approaching the ski lift. Let's slow down. And it's really fascinating because there have been several articles written on when you lose a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you lose sight. Mm-hmm. You gain more power and more sensitivity in the other senses.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of my students, fortunately, have the sense of hearing, so they can hear us. And so their hearing is quite in tune and acute, and they're able to respond to those directions. Other students, we have a pole, a single pole, and so we have ski instructor on the left, ski instructor on the right with the student in the middle, and they're all holding on to one pole that connects them, and they're all skiing together down the hill. So it's like a three-person ski team holding a pole in unison. So we've got different ways of skiing with different students who have different visual impairedness.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's just been so fun to see the ingenuity and the inspiration and the creativity and just the confidence being built with this opportunity of getting them outside on the mountain.
So also, since they have built such a great sense of hearing, once they are probably listening to the skis on that front skier, and once he comes out of, say, some slush or some and then hits the ice and those skis start chattering, he knows he's fixing to hit ice.
That's right. And it's also about the feel. And so your senses to feel become more powerful. And so they're very sensitive to the different terrain and the change of the terrain, and of course the steepness of grade, or you know how they're able to, how the mountain kind of mellows out and you're able to slow down. And so it's a totally different experience than what sighted individuals experience when skiing. Yeah, so
do you
it's
have
really
some
powerful
do you have some that go black diamonds or double blacks?
We do. I'll send you a video. We've got Jordan Main, who is just an incredible student athlete. He actually is on the U.S. Olympic goalball team and brought home gold
wow.
from Budapest 2 years ago. And he's a sensational athlete, and he is skiing black diamonds. And he's completely blind, no vision at all.
So now does he have the guy in front of him, the guy or the instructor in front and the instructor in back?
Correct. Yep. So he's got the earpiece and he's able to respond. And let me tell you, I mean, if you want to talk about a true athlete, that's this kid, because he's able to listen and then apply.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the power of the mind and how it connects and communicates to the rest of the body is just fascinating. And so to see this student athlete ski down a black diamond, totally blind, going fast. I mean, he's fast. And make these split-second turns and able to slow and speed up at as well is so impressive.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out of time. Kimberly, tell them how to find you and tell them if they can go check out the kayak rentals.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us at www.expeditionschool.com. You can find those Vimeos, Jordan Skiing, if you click on our nonprofit link on the website, Expedition School Fund. And y'all can donate to our nonprofit as well through our website. We're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Kimmery, I'm the founder. Thank you, Ken, for all of your support. And thanks to all the listeners for everything that y'all are doing to support us.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great
Take
one.
Take care.
Be good. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Y'all be good. And we're going to talk to Sean next. Well, visit with Sean. Y'all be good. Bye. Rebels got me now.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word here?
Good word is, we found Sean, you, Sean. Sean, he says, it's too damn cold to go fishing, so he's sitting at the house in the living room watching fishing shows on Sunday morning. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm doing great. You're absolutely right with that, with what we got today.
It's cold out there. Sleet, snow, and, well.
Yeah.
Wind. Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah.
I'm saying. That old saying, like Cord, my buddy, says, he goes, I ain't that mad at him today.
No, I ain't near mad enough to get out there. That's one of the things I hated when I was guiding is, I'd get out there and hear these guys come running out. And here I'm coated with a sheet of ice because I was wearing Gore-Tex clothing throwing that cast net and catching shad. And every time I'd chunk that cast net, that water would come out, little droplets, and it'd blow up on me. And my Gore-Tex would just be covered in ice. And I'd walk up the hill and to get my fishermen, and they'd look at me, is it cold out there?
Just a little.
Well, you see the ice? Yeah, it's cold. No, you're going fishing. I went and got bait. You're going fishing. You ain't getting out of this one. You're going fishing.
You darn right. And, today is the last tournament of the Tough Man Tournament Series.
Oh, heck.
It's getting the true meaning today.
I guarantee you. It's like that one time me and you went and watched them do
the weigh-in.
Weigh-in, yeah. That was definitely that day, only I think that was worse than today is.
Yeah, it was 9 degrees, and they actually had to have sand trucks or salt trucks
yep.
to put on the boat ramp because the ramp was freezing up that point.
Yeah, I remember all that. I'm sitting there, wow, these guys are, yeah, it's definitely a tough man tournament.
Yeah, it's getting the meaning. And like Cord said, when I spoke with him yesterday, he said, in 2 weeks, we're liable to be wearing flip-flops again.
Oh, that's true. That's Texas. What can you say? But one thing about all of this is that water temperature will, once it hits about 52, 55, it all goes crazy back of them creeks.
Yep. And it was, when we were out on Friday, it was 58 degrees when we got off the lake, and it was like 56, 55 when we put in that morning. So, yeah.
It's all fixing to start happening.
Yep, it's getting good. And, you know, and then what, the end of February, sometime in March, we'll be talking about the skunks.
Oh, yeah. I already mentioned them. I said, yeah, I'm starting to see a few skunks on the roads. But
I've seen one yesterday, and I'm like, you know, it's not time yet.
No, not quite. Not quite. But, yeah. Well, folks, what we're saying about skunks is when you start seeing a lot of skunks on the road, been run over or walking across, they're out there to do their population explosion thing too, to breed. And they're breeding about the same time the bass are, largemouth bass are. That's what we were talking about.
It's about to get right.
Yeah, it's getting, it's a month or so off, month and a half, something like that. It's going to get good. You know, that's about time crappie go crazy too. They start when the crappie start hitting the shallows, and you can catch those crappie in a foot of water or 2 foot of water. So
yeah, when you start seeing their back swimming across the top.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, we were talking to Brian Booker yesterday about, their championship, which they had first of November on Choke Canyon. And there was one couple, a man and wife fishing team, bass fishing team. They won that tournament, and Charles Whited came in second. A 2-day tournament with 40 pounds, which that's crazy. But who won it came in with a little over 60 pounds.
Yeah, they had a 10. They had some big fish on that, and I believe they're from up north of us, just a little ways. I think Waco somewhere. Judy and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put it on them.
You know, we were talking about Eric's uncle, Elroy Kruger, had a fishing camp there, and he guided on that lake. And I remember when Choke Canyon started, when they finished that dam up. You know what's great about Choke Canyon is they got in there, they had all these ponds and tanks, and they went in there and put fish into those big ponds and tanks and lakes, and put fish in them, Texas Parks and Wildlife. And then when the lake farmed, all those fish were already acclimated to that area. Then it got crazy and they left all the brush in that lake, and it just got crazy on the number of fish, the huge catfish, the big numbers of catfish, crappie that came out of that lake, the largemouth bass. Oh yeah. And alligators. But
yeah, there's a bunch of alligators down there.
A bunch of alligators on that lake. I guess maybe one of these days, maybe we'll see Troy and Elizabeth. Don't ride with Troy no more, but always got tickled.
Shoot him.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him.
Yeah, I think she's her own team now, ain't
she? Yep, she's there. Is she out there, Kate, chasing pythons with them? I hadn't seen much of that one.
Yeah, I hadn't seen much of that one either.
Me and snakes, I don't need to know how they're catching python snakes. But one thing about it, we need to control them, because if they don't control them in Florida, if they come across and get into Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, they already are.
Mm-hmm. I think they're starting to find them near Georgia now.
They are finding them in Georgia. Because they're going to just keep coming
going.
And they will be in Texas if they don't stop them. And we don't need that.
No.
No, because...
No.
No. No, we don't need that. So...
Not at all.
Now, I have seen 4-foot rattlesnakes swimming across the lake. And
right.
But No, I don't need to see a 10-foot python swimming across the lake, or a 12-foot python going across the lake.
About 100 and something pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And trying to get in my boat. He may get my boat if that's going to happen.
Well, that's like a few months ago, when we had that high water, when the lake rose real much, and I had them coral snakes.
Yeah.
Try to get up in the boat with me, and one of them, I got them away, and one of them took off, so I spun the boat around in there, and I got behind it, and I took a picture of it, and then I left. I was like, man, y'all can have this. I'm done.
Now, coral snakes
fun.
They have to hit you, like, in the webbing between your thumb and your hand.
Little teeth.
Yeah,
very little teeth.
They just got little rough teeth. They don't have fangs. But
that's okay, because they ain't going to get a chance, because I will... Leave them be.
Yeah, I agree with you. But tell me something. Uh-huh. Since I know you have fished Belton since before zebra mussels, and now you're fishing it after zebra mussels.
Right.
Was it better before zebra mussels than it has got so clear now?
Well, the thing that I've seen is, the fishing, I would say it's a little bit better now than what it was back then.
Really?
Before. I mean, the smallmouth, the way I kind of look at it, the smallmouth, when you can go out and catch an abundance of smallmouth, they're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're feeding on the zebra mussels, and they're using that as, a food source to them, because they are eating it. And that's like I've been told, the blue cat, mm-hmm. the catfish, they eat them. But the thing that's not good about the, say, largemouth or smallmouth, you put them in your live well and you're going to a weigh-in and they're bouncing around. If they got zebra mussels in their gut,
it's going to cut them up.
It'll cut them up bouncing around, and then you're taking dead fish to the scale, and that's not, that's not a good thing. But, the lake is getting cleaner. I don't necessarily, it's not Steelhouse clear, because Steelhouse you can see probably 60 foot down.
Good gosh.
It's just gin clear. It's like looking through, you get a clear glass of water
mm-hmm.
out of your sink, and that's what Steelhouse is starting to look like. Belton, I'd say, is a few years behind that, but there are parts of the lake that is, it's pretty crystal clear, because, the them zebras are like a filter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Wow. And that's my, my opinion. Some
right.
people may look at it different, but I think the fishing is a little better now than what it was back then, and it's because of the water.
Okay, well, tell them how to find you. I'm fixing to run out of time, brother.
My phone number is 254-702-9218, or they can email me, SeanUsan@hotmail.com.
Sean, we appreciate it, brother.
You bet. Y'all stay warm today. Throw some more wood on the fire.
Don't worry. I'll put another blanket on the bed tonight, too. Another quilt on the bed. Appreciate it, brother. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. What a wonderful show. Talk Cameron. Talk Sean. Jerry next. Deep Sea Headquarters. Then we're going to visit with Don Gordon. And we're just getting started. See y'all in a little bit, family. Thank you, Callahans.
Cows and water up past her knees, 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa?
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylob.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's the good word there?
I don't know if it's a good word. It's colder than hell down here in Port A. This is duck hunting weather. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it's not as cold yet as it's going to get.
Well, that's true.
But when I came to work, it was, and a second ago I had a laugh. Eric thought I was sighing at him, and getting the phone call early in the morning when it's still dark. No, Eric, I was sighing that I just noticed all the notes for me on the cash register from yesterday. Oh, God. I haven't had a chance to read them yet. But I'm sure none of it can be good. You know, it's 63 when I got here, and it's 56 now. So and it's going to do that all day. And they say we may get between an inch and 2 inches of rain today, you know, by dark.
It was snowing and sleeting when I was driving in.
Oh, my gosh.
Up in Llano County. So your place at Jim Moss Inks' place over there where y'all hunt?
Yeah, Legion Creek.
Yeah. It'll be white.
Oh, great. I'm in about 4 hours, I'm heading that way.
Well, are you going to go harvest some does?
We need to. Yeah. Although, I'll be honest with you, it's a pretty good job this year. 12 does and $5. That's a good ratio.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good ratio. The thing of it is, we could have killed... You know, we could have harvested more of both because there's a lot of deer.
Yeah.
But we concentrated on the pigs this year.
Okay.
And I went from seeing 30 pigs in a set at my blind to seeing about 10.
That's all right. You'll see 30 again next week.
10
next year.
And 9 and 8. Well, believe me, early in the season,
mm-hmm.
when they came out there and I decided to harvest one, the rest of them would run off and turn around and go,
oh, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What the heck? And they'd walk back over there, boom, you get another one. Mm-hmm. Not no more.
No, they get smart in a hurry.
You shoot one time, they hear the safety and they want to run.
Yeah.
You shoot one time and that's it. That's it for that day. We've put a scare into them, but we've gotten over 100.
30, 40 pounders, 50 pounders?
Oh. All sizes.
All sizes.
The biggest one, the biggest one, Mama and I were there together, and we just had to drag him, rolling him into the dry creek. We couldn't get him in the truck.
Big old boar. Okay.
Yeah, big old boar. So that's what I started on first, but I put three of them in the freezer so far.
Okay.
But we're just trying to eliminate them, you know. Parks and Wildlife guy told us that, you know, you got to get whatever you can do and let us know if we can help you, because he said they're getting so bad,
yeah,
that where we are, we're cattle. We're all cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have too much of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit north and west, see, where they've got some goats and sheep.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting the goats and sheep while the nanny and the ewe are down birthing.
Yeah.
And the hogs get that baby.
Yeah,
you know,
I see that.
They learn about that. You know, learned behavior. Learned behavior can be very amazing.
And then just up the road from you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, not far, but
uh-uh.
You know what's happened? We've had so many pigs. You know what's happened on our place? People, you may not know it, pigs love snakes. Oh
yeah.
Shot at
That's
me.
What they
pigs
were brought.
Love
oh,
to
yes.
eat snakes.
Yes.
The rattlesnakes at our place are not rattling.
No, they're not. They're
not. They do not rattle.
No, they don't make any noise.
They're scared.
That's become a defense mechanism for them, and it's scary.
Yeah.
Of course, I wear hearing aids anyhow. I can be rattling right on top of my head, and I can hardly hear them. But
I know it.
But, here comes that wind. You hear that wind? But it's a crazy thing. That's a crazy phenomenon. And, you know, that's not something that happened over 100 years. That's something that just happened over a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
These snakes got smart. It's crazy. Don't tell me a snake's got doesn't have a little bit of brain,
yep.
You know?
Yep, yep.
Anyway, I don't believe we're going to be doing much fishing today.
Nah, I don't think so.
Since we're on a fishing show. I mean, we are the Sunday Sportsman. We're a fishing show. So, the way the wind just hit me right here, it doesn't look promising. And the temperature dropping some more, and it's getting wetter.
It might be one of them days. Well, if Jerry has anybody to go fishing, that you got to get on the table, and you might be blowed off.
Oh gosh, easy. That's the way it's getting right now. Yeah, that's the way it's getting right now, I swear.
We hunted.
So that's we've been fairly lucky. We was wearing short pants earlier in the week.
Oh, I know.
Before we had that Thursday. Uh-huh. Thursday we had some chilly weather.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow morning, is it tomorrow morning? I think it's tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be like 30 something.
It's gonna be cold
here
till
you know.
And Tuesday is supposed to be in the 30s again,
and the high temperature even here on this island like 50 degrees.
Yeah, that's what they're saying for us too. Our highs.
I'm gonna be up there sitting by the fireplace.
Well, heck yeah.
There might not be no doe harvesting going on.
Might be a. Did y'all get them does? Did you get my two does? Yeah.
It's what I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
The kids and the grandkids have to go out and get the does, and then the boys have to take care of them.
No, okay.
I'll give them a little supervision if I have to, you know.
Oh, heck and yeah.
I'll cook them and eat them later on.
Well, yeah.
They think that's a fair trade.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what we worked so hard for.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you're
still working hard for
it. Oh, yeah. You were talking about rattlesnakes, you know, hogs eating rattlesnakes. We hunted, when I was about 6 years old, we hunted on a ranch, the Twig Ranch, down close to Encinal, Texas.
They had ranches then?
Oh, yes. that guy had hauled in a bunch of Russian boar hogs and put on that ranch. And they were huge. And he told us, y'all don't shoot none of my pigs out there. I got them Russian boars. They eat rattlesnakes. And told us, that was in the early 60s, maybe. Y'all don't shoot my Russian boars. And now,
you know,
shoot the hell out of them if y'all want to. We got plenty.
They had no idea when they started bringing those things in.
Nope, they didn't.
When I was a kid, too, it was back in the we entered on a place not far from you, around Harper and Kimball County, between Harper and Junction there. Well, we didn't have no wall hogs.
But
the rancher's cousin had a place up by Mountain Home, and he had some wall hogs, or she did. Mm-hmm. Her husband would trap them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos would go up there and get them and bring them back and let them go. And if they would have known, if they would have only known, just terrible. What a bad decision. I don't think it would have mattered.
Nah.
I don't think it would have mattered.
There.
Once they start getting a foothold. I watched pigs the other day from 175 pounds to probably about 8 pounds.
Ooh, 8 pounds. 8 pounds would be better.
Like four different size litters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm 63 now. I can't see that good. I can't shoot an 8 pounder.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
I have to get them in the trap.
Yeah. But 175 pound sow would be pretty good, and that would be called sausage.
Yeah. Now the. I got one like that this year.
Okay.
And 150 maybe, you know.
Yeah.
And I took her because of the shape. She looked more like a domestic hogs that I raised.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, had a lot of fat, and she did have a lot of fat. But it's still, I'm going to tell you what, we had a little rain, but it's still dry. Everything is not in as good a shape as it was. I was looking at the cattle a couple of days ago, well, 4 or 5 days ago, and they're a lot more poorer. than they were 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
but some areas are starting to green up.
Yeah, we got a little showers.
Last 2 weeks we had about an inch and a half.
Yep. Tell them how to find you, brother.
We're playing music already.
We're playing music.
Y'all come down here and go fishing with us. The fishing's good. Fishing will be great as soon as this wind stops blowing in about Tuesday or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not crowded. Y'all come down and see us. The sun will be back out. We're at Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. When you come off the ferry, you look to your left. You can't miss us. We got this giant red pirate ship here. I'm Jerry. Give me a call at 361-749-5597.
Jerry, I appreciate it, brother.
Yes,
be good.
Remember, it's Sunday. Y'all be nice.
I understand. Hey, fellas. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank y'all, and y'all be good, and see you on the other side. Thank you, Callahan.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Miles of text. Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Good word is we found Don Gordon. Now we're going to visit with him about, see what's happening with the, what's happening on the tournament trails and what's going on around the area lakes. And good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing great.
Good. We had Brian Booker on yesterday.
Well, good. I was going to talk about a little TTZ.
Yep. And he kind of told us a little bit. Yeah, I know we talked about it, but Charles Whited on the championship came in with on second with 40 pounds and a handful of change. And then Judy and her partner, they came in with 60 pounds.
Sir.
Wow, that's all I can say. 2 day tournament, 30 pounds a day, 60 something pounds.
61 pounds. I'm sitting here looking at it.
Good gosh. That's all I can say.
That was anchored with a 1238, I believe it was.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm
looking at it. 1238 is correct.
And Texas Tournament Zone's going to get to fish Choke. That was in November. And a 1238 came out in November. They're going to fish Choke in March, which there'll still be some spawning fish, and they'll be right at a spawn. That's going to be a damn good tournament.
I think it's going to be a great tournament, Ken.
I told Brian, I said, Brian, you know, here y'all had a 2 day tournament, 60 pounds. Yeah. I said, you're going to have a 1 day tournament. And I got a feeling it's going to be close to 60 pounds again. He said, that's 12-pound average. I says, yeah. He says, I got a feeling it's going to be good. I says, no, there's no feeling. It will be good unless all hell breaks loose or something.
Absolutely. What we've got January 30th is Lake Travis.
Mm-hmm.
February 27th is Lake LBJ, and I think that's good time on that.
Yeah.
March 20th is Choke Canyon.
Mm.
April is Lake Buchanan,
mm-hmm.
and then May 1st is Belton.
Yep.
So we've got a great schedule,
mm-hmm.
And once again, October 23rd, 24th is the championship. Lakes to be determined on that. They like to wait till we're well into it or almost through with the year to even announce where the championship's going to be. So,
and to be eligible to fish the championship, all you have to do is fish three of the five tournaments.
That's correct.
Wow.
And, which makes it pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to win it. You just have to fish them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you have a chance of winning up to $20,000 on championship.
Correct. Yep. And adult teams, the price point stayed the same this year.
Mm-hmm.
$200 entry per tournament for adult team. But youth adult teams, it's $150. So they're encouraging youth to get out in the outdoors. So I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, that's one of the things I needed to mention. So some of you dads out there got youngster that is coming up and interested in tournament mm-hmm. fishing, get them wrapped up in it. And TTZ is discounting your entry for every tournament if you fish with a youth.
Wow.
And I just think that's a great deal.
It is a great thing. Let me throw something at you. I didn't talk to Brian about it, but you might ought to talk to him. I was talking to Sean just a little bit ago, and Sean was talking about, you know, fishing Belton and Stillhouse. They both are zebra mussel lakes. The Correct. Bass eat, or especially smallmouth bass eat the zebra mussels, and he said the largemouth will too. He says the bad thing about it is once you catch that bass early in your tournament, and then you haul him around, and he's got those zebra mussels in his belly, and he's bouncing around in that boat, he dies because it gets the zebra mussels are so sharp they cut the stomach up.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we need to be. I didn't know it either until once I talked to Sean. We need to check into that and then get that to Brian because we may be having to do a weigh thing like they measure them and have the number on your hand, take a picture of it.
Yeah, photograph and release.
Yeah, that might be something we ought to be looking at, especially on zebra mussel lakes. Now, Buchanan is a zebra mussel lake. We don't. Correct. I haven't seen them on Tao yet. They say they're down in the main lake. LBJ is a zebra mussel lake. Travis, of course, is Zebra Mussel Lake. Choke is a Zebra Mussel Lake. Not Choke Canyon. I'm sure it will be in time. But that may be something that it would ought to be brought up to Brian, and it might be something for him to jump on and really use that as a selling point. Because if it's killing the fish because you're bouncing them around and they got a belly full of zebra mussels, I'm sorry. That's not a good thing.
Not at all. Have you spoken to Bob Lusk about that?
No, I haven't. Sean just told us about it earlier this hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So you might. I know you know Sean, so give him a call and talk to him.
Sean and I talk all the time, but man, that's crazy.
Yes, it is.
So, are you going to talk to Bob anytime soon, Bob Lusk?
Yeah, I'll probably visit with him as soon as I get off the show. I'll give him a call, but I haven't had him on the show. I'll have him probably, we had him on last week, so it'd probably be a month out, probably three to four weeks, something like that.
Yeah, that's definitely worth a call. I'd put a call into him if you can.
I will.
And let's clarify this thing, and I'll get with Brian on it. But, yeah, I've never heard of it. So that is interesting.
I will get hold of the right people at Texas Parks and Wildlife and ask them, too, and see what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because if that's the case, if hauling these bass around, these big bass, and they have zebra mussels in their stomach, and they're bouncing around in that live well, and it's killing them, no, we don't need to do that.
No, not at all. Because, we're going for the biggest fish, and we call down, and there'll be, 150, 200 teams out there doing that. So, wow.
And we know that Travis is a big zebra mussel lake. LBJ is a zebra mussel lake. Well, all of them nowadays, pretty much.
Well, yeah, I was going to say all the way through. Yeah. The whole Highland chain is zebra mussel.
Probably so. Choke Canyon. It may be far enough south we won't have to worry about it. They don't like the heat, the hotter water. But and that's why they're saying that it may save some of the lakes that have the shallower upper ends. They don't grow as fast there as they will on the lower end of the lake where it stays cooler. So I don't know. I just wish to hell that it never got here, but oh well.
Yeah, it's like everything else, all the grass carp being introduced. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't mess with the ecosystem, and that seems to be all people do.
Yep.
Is some way to mess it up.
Yep.
But I mean, what do? You just got to deal with it at this point. It's a done deal.
Yep.
Oh, we'll see if alligators eat zebra mussel.
Well, they might eat the bass. They might eat the bass that's got a zebra mussels in them.
Absolutely. The the alligator population at Choke Canyon is alive and well.
You know what's bad about zebra mussels? Zebra mussels attach themselves to something hard. And so what they're going to do is attach themselves to the mussels or the mollusks that are native to our lakes. They will attach because that's a hard surface. They will attach themselves there. Then they will filter the water around that mollusk. And also it keeps that mussel from going into the dirt because, it's just crazy. You get to thinking about these things. I mean, it's going to hurt. All right, we got to get out of here. Tell them how to find you, Don.
I got you. 512-784-7793. Give me a call. I'll take you fishing.
Appreciate it, brother. Be good.
Thank you, Ken.
Have a good one. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store and got to thank y'all for getting up this morning. Thank y'all so very much. Got to thank Eric for making us sound good this morning. Y'all be careful out there. Sleet, snow, all hell may break loose. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all on the other side. Thank you, Callahan. Y'all be good. Billy Koshin next.
Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I sit my watch.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to it, living on Tulsa time.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas, boy. Cause Texas
we're visiting with Billy Koshin this morning, folks. We'll see what's going on down at the coast. It's cold as Sunday morning up here on Buchanan, are up
here. It's cold and wet.
Yes. Well, the wet we need, we get a little sleet and snow up here, but I left this morning, not here in Austin, but we need the wet. We need a bunch of the wet. The cold.
And we need the wet.
The cold they can have. Deer season's over now.
But right before this front, my gosh, the wind was perfect. You couldn't ask for anything better. And the trout and reds and drum, you name it, you could catch it. But I'm telling you, if I tell you there ain't no water, I mean there ain't no water.
You're not the only one that's talking about that. We had talking to Jerry this morning, and he says the tides are low, and they ain't no water in the bays. And this north wind blowing, he says, there ain't no water.
There ain't going to be no water. Yeah, there's not going to be no high tides. Your higher tides are later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are running, if you've got a D bottom or a deep boat, I wouldn't advise you getting the flats.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, because mine will float in 4 inches and get out in 6 inches. And I'm having struggles with her, but I'll tell you, them fish are in tight, though. They're in that skinny stuff because they can't escape from them pockets and stuff.
Right. Now, on a day like today, with it cold in the mornings, them fish, they have went to the deep pockets, whatever's out there that's got a little depth to it, because that's warmer. But as it warms up in the afternoon, will they go up in the shallows? Will they get up there and try to feed on pogies or shad that move in there?
Yes. Yes. And wade fishing is outstanding. I know you don't like
Burr.
To do it, but I tell you, wade fishing is outstanding right now. Because the water's so skinny,
mm-hmm.
when it's usually up to your chest, it might be, this is how skinny it is. If it's to your chest, it's probably a little below your knees.
Dang!
I'm telling you.
It is
skinny. But if you're looking for that trophy trout,
mm-hmm.
you better get down here now because they're here.
Now I'm going to throw something out to the listeners. If y'all are listening, you're saying, well, I want to get out there and find me a big trout, and I would like to get a course on my GPS for me to get out of my place. Now, would you help them? Would you go there, use their boat, get them a course so they can get out of their slough or their bay or whatever and go fishing?
Yes. Yes, I do that a lot, actually. I do that a lot. And right now, you want to, if you love throwing topwaters, mm-hmm. that's what you need to be throwing is topwaters. My gosh, the bite hadn't been like this in 10 years. It's amazing. I mean, when you get that, I don't know how to explain it, but it makes your heart stop for a second because when you see that big girl kabloom, it is just like, okay.
And when you see that grenade go off underneath your lure or that washing machine turn on underneath your lure and your heart comes right up in your throat. And
that's right.
If you don't get excited, folks, cut
you
your wrist, lay,
yeah,
cut your wrist and lay over and bleed out right there.
Just put your rod away.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm throwing bone color right now. I'm throwing bone, and then I'm throwing RT slug, and I'm throwing exude dart. But I'm throwing the 3-inch because right now everything's small in
mm-hmm.
the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to throw 3 to 4 inches. You don't want to throw the real big ones. Big ones are for summertime, smaller ones are for winter. And just DOAs, throwing a lot of DOAs, just smaller bait.
The reason the smaller baits are better this time of year, fish have a very slow metabolism because water has got colder. So they have a very small metabolism. They would rather digest that smaller bait quicker than eat a 6-inch shad or something, and it takes 3 days for that bait to digest. So they'd rather go after the smaller baits because they can turn that into energy a whole lot quicker than they can a big bait.
Correct. Like in the summertime, trout will grow 2 to 3 inches in a week.
Good.
In the wintertime, totally the opposite. Everything slows down. they don't grow as fast. They don't spawn as much. So in the wintertime, you just got to turn everything around the other way. Like you're used to fishing fast, don't. Slow it all down.
What are you finding out? Are you hearing anything about flounder?
Actually been plugging some flounder. Actually, red snapper. I don't know if your listeners listen about red snapper, my God, on a calm day, they are slaughtering the red snapper.
Out deep.
Well, you got to go about 25 miles out.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants red snapper, I know people that are doing it, and you can give me a call if you want to go get some red snapper, because I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and big red snapper. Now, let's see, you have to stay in the 9 mile, you got to stay in Texas waters to chase red snapper right now. You can't go past 9 miles because that's put you in federal waters.
That's right. And I will tell you, they are sitting and waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody keeps thinking, oh, I can slip through here. No, they got the helicopters out there. They got the Coast Guard sitting out there because a couple of my buddies got pulled over the other day. I was like, see, you can't run from the law, man. When they got a helicopter, you can't outrun a helicopter.
No.
But they're on the radio. So if anybody wants to catch red snapper, let me know. I'll hook you up with the guy because I'm not going to run my boat way out there, but he has the boat to run out there.
And it was talking to Jerry at Deep Sea Headquarters, and he'd been sending me pictures. They are catching some big red snapper out there.
Yes.
20 pounds.
Yes. These are, and we want you to go catch these red snapper because if you don't, they go out there and they kind of blow them up.
Yep.
Yeah, because there's just too many of them.
Yeah, and then they may come into the bays. They're catching them in the bays some places, and a red snapper ain't nothing but an eating machine.
That's right. That is very true. Well, last year we was catching them over by the old Navy base in Ingleside.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's close in. I mean, it's deeper water because it's by the Navy base.
Right.
But they're there. They're there.
I wonder if they're going to, you know, if they dig the ship channel out where they can bring those bigger boats in or bigger ships, I wonder if they won't come into the ship channel.
They very well could because we do catch them at the ship channel out on the point, not further in, but on the point. We catch them quite often, actually.
Wow. So
yeah,
they could be doing, I think I need to get hold of Robin Riker and have him on the show before long.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's, and it's good meat. I mean, it's,
it's
just as good as flounder or anything that you catch actually, but you're getting enough that you can feed everybody because you know, we don't know what the world's going to be. So you might as well come fishing.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to be social distance. You're going to be, well, you and Billy and whoever you bring with you, hopefully you bring your family. And Billy cleans everything, makes sure everything's disinfected, the rods are wiped down. You don't have to. Do you wear a mask, Billy?
I wear a buff.
Okay. So
I wear a buff. But if they, you know, it depends on what areas you're coming from and if you've been around it, because my youngest daughter got COVID, actually, and she's in the hospital in Brownsville right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
and,
that.
Yeah, and so, and she's in her early 30s.
Good gosh. Okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, it doesn't, it's great. All right, I know that team. You can get me at sportfishingtexas.com or 361-688-8859. And y'all have a blessed day and stay safe.
Thank you, Billy. You be good. Folks, the reason I like use Billy on the show, she's not just a guide. She wants to teach you how to catch fish. That's what I love about Billy Koshin, Phil Spencer. They want to teach you how to catch fish. Then you can use what you learn from them and use it in the lakes and bays and streams around all over the state of Texas. We got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store. Thank y'all for getting up this morning. I think I'm going to go find me a cup of coffee. See y'all on the other side. Thank you, Callahan.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
The good word is we got too many pigs. Now we're going to talk to the guy that's going to help you get rid of some pigs, maybe if, especially if you live down around Seguin. And I heard that Chris Maddox has been catching some big old hogs in the trap. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How's it going there?
Can't complain. Wouldn't do any good if I did.
No, sir.
Now, I heard that you are helping some people down there around Seguin, catching a few wild hogs and taking them to them. Now, when you do that, are you helping? Are you showing them how to trap, showing them how to take those pigs, how to skin them or whatever? And are you helping them do that, or do you have to do it all yourself?
No, I drop them off, and if they don't know how, I give them a lesson about an hour and help them out there and teach them how to do it. And because a lot of people do not know how to do that, but They need the meat. So I do have a staff, which we're kind of understaffed, but I do have a staff, and we clean about four pigs a week.
Okay. So, and take them in and take them to different ones and feed them. And it's very good. It's a feral pig is a free range pig. He's out there eating pecans and whatever else he can get hold of, and grass and corn. And as long as the feeder's running, he's eating corn and protein and lots of pecans. They do like pecans. Acorns.
They are opportunist.
Yep. Anything and everything. But
anything and everything.
But and then they're good eating. Have you figured out how to make a boar hog taste good?
Yeah. Basically, as soon as you shoot them, you got to cut them.
Yep.
You got to bleed the blood, but you take the testicles out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing you got to do. And a lot of people soak it in milk and this, that, and the other, but we don't have a problem. If we don't really keep them if they're, you know, over too big.
Mm-hmm. No, they're
300 pounds.
Yeah.
No. And I've got a guy that has hunting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I use generally drop them off at his house and let him deal with that.
Okay. Yeah. There's a guy that I know over in Llano County. Now, I had about 100-pound boar in trap the other day, and I was telling Dick about it, and he says, I said, I'm going to have to just shoot him. I'll feed him to the hogs, to the dogs, or the coyotes. And he says, no. He says, put it in the pen, bring it to me. Or he says, shoot it and bring it to me. Or I'll just ride with you. And I said, well, just jump in the truck. We rode over there, and we shot him. And he, and just like you said, he jumped in there, cut the testicles out, he opened it up, gutted it, of course, and then went in there and got the bladder, all of the parts, you know, everything. He even cut the pelvic open so he could cut all of that, the testicle and the penis out. I mean, he cut everything out.
Sure.
That pig did not have a stench. I cooked it. I said, I'm going to try this one. If you say it's good, I'm going to try it. And I did. It was as good as any young sow you ever ate.
The thing about that, Ken, is you might put it on the smoker for, two or three hours,
mm-hmm.
300 degrees, and then you bring it inside and put it in the oven and cook it overnight like you do a turkey.
Yep.
You know, you baste it and cook it at 225, and you get up in the morning, and the bone pulls out.
Yep.
I have good luck with that, and that's the way I'm doing a lot of the boars.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people let them hang and go ahead and, you know, get them chilled out.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's cold enough, but to let them chill out, that's after you bleed them out, cut the testicles off, and gut them. You can let them just hang there for a while. But another thing I wanted to tell you is if you you got to kill them, harvest them mm-hmm. right away. And you can't chase them around.
No,
and
you
let them
can't.
Be in the pen. And if you do that, the bigger boars, they do something to the meat.
Yep.
And it kind of gets tasty, you know, the wild taste.
It tastes it tastes like somebody urinated in the skillet, folks, is what it tastes like. That's exactly what that smells like is what that boar hog will taste like. So and when he told me I can take that taste out, and I says, you're full of it. And he wasn't. I mean, he cut the testicles, cut the penis, cut everything open, got the bladder out, cut everything out between the thigh bone, you know, between the legs. And
right.
I could not believe it. I says, there ain't no way in hell. But it did. It took, you did not taste no boar meat in that, no boar in that pig, in that meat.
If you take your time and you do it right, I'll tell you this, you can't just cut a boar and then put it on the stove and expect to cook some bacon.
No.
It almost cost me a divorce one morning.
I bet.
Don't cook the whole house for a week.
Now, folks, if you have time and you want to do this, my dad used to, what we used to do when I was a kid, daddy would get a rope. And, you know, we'd catch those boars, and he'd throw a rope and get it on the hind leg on both sides, and then we'd pull that boar up against the back of the pen, trap, and then we'd hold him, but then he couldn't turn and to bite, and daddy'd get back there and cut him and turn him into bears and turn them loose then. And that was good meat. Oh, we caught many a bear when I was a kid.
Yeah, and we did a lot of the tame pigs that we were raising that way. But I don't know about these. They got a pretty big, mean grouch on, and I don't know if I'm going to cut them while they're still chomping at the bits and got a mean grouch on and then learn. I'm not that mad at them, I don't think.
I understand. But, you know, if you have a rope on both hind legs and you pull that hind leg through the
– yeah.
The trap,
right.
He can't turn around, and then you just get in there and cut him. And I'm gonna say 98% of the people don't know how to cut a pig.
Well, if you're gonna eat them, it's not that big a deal. If you're gonna turn them back loose, then you got to be a little bit more careful.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, you do.
You do a kind of a scraping as you're scraping.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just a cut, you're kind of scraping the white stuff, I guess the fat or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
You scrape that, and then it turns out a lot better. They don't get festered up or whatever.
Yep.
And it's easier to do it that way. But sometimes with a wild pig, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, I guarantee you. But. So have you been getting quite a few pigs taking them and helping people along? And I know that you have your Facebook page.
Yeah, and it's called Bushmeat Food Bank, and we're doing a lot of that. And we've got, I guess, about 10 traps now. And and different places. And three of them are on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if you got a creek bed or some kind of water, and even during the winter, they like hanging out there, and there just seems to be more roots and more stuff to eat around the river, especially the pecan trees and all that. So if you got anything like that, you bait them up. And like I was telling you, if you use any kind of red sweet potato and licorice, that'll bring them from 2 or 3 miles around.
Sweet potato and anise oil, what they make the licorice out of. It's made out of the licorice root or the anise root. And you get the oil, dice up sweet potatoes, put them in a 5-gallon bucket, about 3/4 full, fill it full of water, pour you about 2 tablespoons of that anise oil in there, stir it in a little bit, let it sit and put it in a trap in about 2 days. Every damn pig come by, you'll catch.
Yes, sir. So, We continue to catch them and deliver them or take them and drop. My thing is, I like to drop the pig off at the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, I'm done with the thing. So as soon as we start, that trap has got four or five pigs, mm-hmm. I immediately start calling people.
Okay.
See if I can be a postman.
Okay. Just drop them off there and tell them you're going to have to get it to the house and hang it up and gut him and skin him. Or do y'all gut them too before you get them delivered?
No, we just go ahead and cut them. And if it's a boar, we go ahead and castrate them.
Okay.
And we just drop them off and let them deal with it.
Okay.
In the cooler weather, you know.
Well, tell them how to find you and where to see everything.
We're at 924 South Austin Street in Seguin, Texas at Austin Street Music.
Yep. If you need some new guitars or strings or anything, get hold to.
I tell you what we need is some ammo.
Oh, okay. Ammo. What kind of gun? What kind of gun are you looking for?
Any kind of gun.
Okay.
Ammo is hard to find.
I understand. We got to get out of here, Chris. Chris
all
needs
right, buddy.
Ammo. Get hold of him. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you, Callahans. We're out of here.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylob.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there?
The good word is we got Chico on the phone. We're visiting with him next. But I will say, Chico, you're not going to get in the sports car and go riding around this morning. It's about 30 degrees. All right.
Nope. And you don't have to warn me because I'm not even getting out of this space right here.
I'm out of bed this morning. To hell with you.
Well, did you see the picture I sent you of my new soundproof or sound-enhanced room? So I'm hoping it sounds a little bit better in here.
Oh, it does. I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Yeah, got a new microphone, got it all set up. Look, you know, if only I could make myself look pretty.
We're way too far from that. We are made for radio. That's all I can say.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, they always have the button that the producer's like, oh, here you go. I got filter. Put this filter. It's like, you know what? I need a couple of them filters so I can go out in public.
Yeah. They put a camera in here where we can do Facebook Live now, and I'm sitting there. They got it sitting here. I'm sitting there. I wonder if that thing's on. You don't have
no. You'd have to activate it and put it out. But you know, I'm sure I can sit there. As soon as they let me back in the building, we'll go over there and figure it out.
Oh, we'll figure it out. I've got everything to set up and do a Facebook Live with Ed here, and on my phone. And I'm sitting there. I want to do that.
Oh well, people don't know it, but Studio 1A over there in the main section. It's I think they got it set up for really big groups and Bobby.
Oh, the big one, yeah, the big room, yeah.
But that room there, you could do anything. It's one of the best sound rooms in all of Austin.
Oh, yeah,
guaranteed.
It is.
Yeah, it's got everything in it. You could do a whole band and film them and run 24 tracks of sound off of it. And believe me, that there's a There's a jamming studio over there.
Yeah.
We don't have the keys, do you?
You know, the only thing is it doesn't have a phone line coming into there so we can do our calls out of there.
Yeah.
Because they were
going. Yeah, the producer. Yeah, it has to all go through the producer.
Yeah, because they were going to move me into that room because of the morning show here on the Zone. And then they were just going to do all this stuff. And then because of the COVID, the coronavirus, and well, then they just told me to start using another mic.
Well, it was getting to be where your show was when you had four or five people in the room all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it got to be pretty crowded at times. And, you know, but the room that you record in there, a lot of people don't know it, it's a very... There's all kinds of history been made and radio shows been done out of that space right there.
So oh, yeah.
It's a historic little space, and it's a great-sounding little room. So
yep.
There you go.
And then Eric is in another room beside me, and we watch each other through a double plate glass window.
Soundproof glass.
A soundproof glass it is, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Bulletproof,
yeah, too.
I was going to say probably bulletproof too. I don't know if they're protecting the producer or the talent.
But now in San Antonio,
yeah. They're protecting the producer from the talent.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Probably.
In
probably.
San Antonio, now in those, before COVID, when we could go down there, they were showing me the studios there. The producer doesn't even see the talent. Or the yeah. on-air guy. He's in a complete different room. There's about six cameras in there on the talent, and you're having to watch TV.
Sure.
Doing it, Eric. Now, what do you think about that one?
TV via radio TV, I don't know.
I don't know.
And it's kind of hard.
Eric could do it.
Oh, yeah. I've done it before.
You had a camera on each other. You guys, oh, no, that'd be really slick. In fact, you know, they set up those T1 lines or whatever they are. Oh, baby. There'd be a heck of a show with Eric and you.
Well, you know, we're talking about doing a ley line, or it's a phone. Mm-hmm. It's a cell phone. They got
right.
That's what Craig Way used when he was doing the horns out of here.
Yeah.
And they may let me use one of those, and I may have an air card. But then they told me, well, I said, the AT&T tower is right there within a quarter mile of me. But our air cards are all Verizon. I'm sitting there. Well,
oh, is that funny? I'm sure you could.
We will plug my damn phone into it and don't worry
right.
about it.
yeah, you'll pay for that. You'll pay for that one. That's true. Well, you know, it'd be a heck of a show, folks. You need to. Have you been listening to the weekdays? I think you need to have Ken in there, even on a weekday show.
It'd be fun. Me and Eric
told him to call in. You know. From his house.
Oh, man, some of that New York stuff. Hey, you know what? I got an allegiance to what they're trying to do down there. But
yeah.
This is Texas. We don't need sports out of New York.
No.
You know, we've
it's
got
out of L.A., by the way.
We had enough sports out of New York Wednesday.
Yeah. East Coast sports, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's I would love to do a weekday show. I think it'd be fun, Eric. I really do. Even a Thursday, Friday, Saturday show, Sunday.
Yeah.
But to get people ready to go to different areas to go fishing or what's going on, you know, more
Ken,
current.
You could do a cooking show. What people don't know is how much stuff you have in the can or sitting out there. That I'm guaranteeing you could do guests on restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And it would go over then better than some of this stuff that's going on out there right now. But of course it's not sports.
Yep.
But what better sports reporting to do? First of all, you guys are still dinosaurs as it is because you're still doing a show out of a studio. You know, we're all doing this the old way. This is the old way. We're a bunch of OGs right here. But so when you look into the future, just think about everybody's going to have a radio station in their own house anyways. So you could do one with all that Austin flavor morning of sports of the regular guy. You know what I mean here? Of the regular guy reporting sports. Oh, my. That would be such a great show.
Oh, on the Hive Jive now on our Beekeeping podcast, I got told last night that I will be doing a part of it as a recipe, giving recipes on and to use in honey. The recipe has to have honey in it. And I said, oh, hell, that's no trouble. You use 2/3 cup of honey. You cut and cut back on your liquids. So your batter is right. I said, that's easy.
Yeah, that's the one you had given to me, is to go do 1/3 of what you had, or of what you think. And you know, it really works. And, and honey is a lot sweeter than people think.
Yes.
Honey is very, very sweet.
Yes. Yes. And different honeys are sweeter than other honeys. Like you get a spring honey. A spring honey is sweeter than a fall honey. Also, it's clearer than a fall honey. A fall honey is a dark colored honey. The honeys you get in the big box stores, guys, that stuff has been mixed to be the exact color it always is. That
like liquor.
That is
just like liquor.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just like liquor. It's mixed to be that.
And the common clover honey to me doesn't even have the taste. I don't know. To me, it's not like thick honey.
Nope.
But that's because of you. You turned me on to really, really tasty honey.
Yeah.
You, especially John. John's the one that brought some of that stuff around and been cooking with it, and it just cooks awesome. And I've substituted now. I'm trying everywhere I can to substitute honey where sugar would be.
Well,
and
you know,
it still has worked.
You go to the local food markets, and you see where it says honey, local honey, and you walk up and you get to talking to the guy. Okay, where's your hives at? And he'll tell you, you are local. The stuff you get in the big box stores, that stuff might have come from Timbuktu. Who the hell knows where it came from? It didn't. It's not local.
Yeah, and that local label is regulated very loosely because all honey is local. It was made somewhere.
Yep.
So you put it in a box and drive it 300 miles, and it still has the same label on it. It was grown local.
Yep.
You know, so that's kind of you got to look and see the address. And it's true. I mean, at a minimum, in the county that you're living in, look for that type. But especially in the region, I think is important. And is that the music?
Yeah, tell them how to find you. Oh, we got some Santana.
There it is. Yeah, I love that. I love it. Well, you can find me on the original Keith Austin Fishing on Facebook under Mike Garcia. You can find me under Ken Milam's The Great Outdoors. You can find me under Frickstex on YouTube. And soon doing a lot of work with pondboss.com right now.
Appreciate it, brother.
We'll see you, Ken.
Be good. Be good, brother.
You too.
Hey, family, I got to get out of here. We'll see y'all on the other side. I got to thank Callahan's General Store. Next segment. Oh, I hit the BS a little bit. We'll see y'all on the other side. I think I do that all the time anyway. Thank you, Callahan.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Milam.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word?
Good word is we're going to let this play a little bit.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Damn, I could listen to it all the way through, and we almost did. But what a song. And, you know, for, I know Eric, I'm older than Eric, and me and Chico are the same age, but, you know, when we listen to that song, we can relate, and so many of our listeners, our family can relate to that, Eric. You know it?
It brings a lot of truth.
No, it does. I mean, he wrote in on a song. Where did he get started? He got found at Houston Rodeo. They called him in there. You know, he'd been singing in San Marcos. I remember when I used to go see him for a dollar.
He used to sing at Green Hall.
For a dollar and a half.
Yeah.
I used to go in there and see him for a dollar and a half.
The Ace in the Hole band?
Yeah. $2, $5, I could go see George Strait. Now what is it? Probably about 250, 300, what?
Probably a couple thousand.
Damn.
Probably, I don't know.
I don't know. It's crazy.
I know it's not $5 anymore.
We used to go see him for a dollar and a half or $5, and I'm sitting there, wow.
Maybe you can buy a song off iTunes for a dollar. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And now his new one, The Weight of the Badge. That is a good song.
Played it?
The Weight of the Badge.
I played it before.
Uh-huh. I know you have.
Yeah. Good song.
It's a good song. And just, wow. The stuff that he wrote, how many has he got? 60-plus hits or gold records?
Who knows? More than that.
He's the king.
Too many to count.
He's the king. King of country. And, wow, that's all I'll say. But, and still married to his same bride from the very first one. That's a good thing. Me too. That's all I can say. But, yeah. Folks, this segment's open. We're just going to BS a little bit and talk. We have fun doing this. I want y'all to go check out our podcast, The Hive Jive, thehivejive.com. I think it's hivejivepodcast.com. Go check it out. And we did a new one, a bonus episode for Patreon last night. And I got told, I said, John, what are we going to be doing new in 2021? We have talked about pretty much everything there is to talk about bees. He says, Ken, we're going to talk. You're going to talk. I said, uh-oh. What am I going to talk about? He says, you're going to talk about giving recipes on how to cook with honey. I said, oh, I love that. That's going to be fun. Like how to make barbecue sauces with honey, how to make scones using honey to sweeten them, how to use honey instead of sugar to substitute for sugar, because honey is so much better for you. Do you know a man that has, Eric, a guy that has diabetes can eat honey?
Really?
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Because the body has to process it.
Yes.
It's not already processed for him.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Whole sugar.
So, you know, this is going to be so much fun talking about that. So be watching on the Hive Jive. We'll be, we'll let you know when we're going to start doing recipes. I want to do some other stuff here on this show. I want to start using, calling different chefs and such as that, getting recipes off of them. Jack by Larry Perdon, Jack Gilmore, who owns the Jack Allen's Kitchens. Jack, I probably will be pasturing you before long. Larry Perdone, who owns Moonshines, you might get a call too, Larry. So this is gonna be fun. And then seafood, who would I talk to? Oh, what's her name? Who owns Quality Seafood? Quality Seafood. Yeah.
Is it Betty or what is her name?
No, she is a lady who owns Quality Seafood.
Right.
And I can't think of her name. Dang it. But anyway, you will find out when we start talking to him. Also, I have visited with Greg Stuntz. He wants to get back on. I have shot an email to Charlie Seal. He is the president of the EWA, Exotic Wildlife Association. We'll have him on again before long. I talked to Patrick Tarleton. He is TWA, Texas Wildlife Association, Whitetail Association. So we'll have him on before long. And just, getting different, same people. We'll still talk about different things. I've got to get Macy on. I know here, if their season's over, what do we need to be doing? And I know what he'll tell us. I can do that part, but I'd much rather have Macy doing it because Macy that's his game. That's what he does for a living, is telling you how to make sure those deer will be taken care of. Now, I know what he'll say. Feed them protein. If you have too many deer, take deer off. If you have, what do you want to shoot? You want to shoot that spike or do you want to shoot that doe? Oh, take that doe, because if you take that doe, you're taking out a line of deer, where she has twins this spring. You take that out, so that's, and then you'll take that doe out. We'll take more deer out. So, yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to take the doe. Doe's probably going to be better eaten anyway than an old buck. So, if you're out there and you are sitting there thinking, gosh dang, I need to do what Ken's been telling us to do. We need to take some deer to Hunters for the Hungry. Okay, you still have a couple of tags? Yes, I do. Okay, then what you need to do is shoot two or three does, field dress them, tag them, take them to the processor. These are for Hunters for the Hungry. He'll be paid by Hunters for the Hungry to process those deer. That was what when we all got donated money to Hunters for the Hungry when you bought your hunting license. If they didn't ask you, do you want to give them $5, $10, or $20 when you bought your hunting license, shame on them. Chew them out next time you go in there. But if you didn't, give that processor an extra 20 or something. And if you did, that's fine too. But give them an extra 20. But that Hunters for the Hungry, I'm a big advocate of theirs. I think we need them. I know we need them. It helps, and especially right now. It's so many people are in such dire straits right now. I think that's the name of a band, Dire Straits. But anyway, that's exactly what we got to do. We have to help each other. This is how we're going to get through. Not what the hell happened Wednesday over in Washington, D.C. No, that was not right. I'm sorry. That was not right. We do not do that in the U.S. Sorry. I don't care who you are or what you are. We don't do that.
That looked like the Ukraine or something.
Damn sure it did.
Didn't look like Washington.
If they'd have been out there spraying them with water hoses, it would have been.
And sprayed with bullets.
Yeah, I know. But we don't do that in the U.S. I'm sorry. I don't care who incited it. I'm sorry. I voted it for him too, folks. I did.
Isn't it illegal to incite a riot? Just curious.
Of course it is.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just hope. Now we have we're Democrat all the way through. We got Democrat. Wow, that's crazy. We got to get out of here, family. Got to thank Callahan's General Store. Got to thank y'all for getting up this morning. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. No, next Sunday on the Sunday Sportsman. Next Saturday on the Great Outdoors. Family, thank y'all so very much. Eric, thank you for getting in here this morning in this cold, miserable weather. We got to see y'all. Keep the shiny side up and the rubber side down, folks. See y'all on the other side. Y'all be good. Thank you, Callahan. After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. Chance, I've been sent.
God bless Texas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.